Governor Lab forced employees to take part in White Men's Caucus on Eliminating Racism, Sexism, and Homophobia. By Penny Starr on August 14, 2020. Men at a government-funded nuclear laboratory were forced last year to undergo a training course titled White Men's Caucus on Eliminating Racism, Sexism, and Homophobia in Organizations, according to author, writer, and researcher Christopher F. Rufo. In a thread on Twitter, Rufo posted documents from the training session that took place at federally funded Sentia National Laboratories, which according to its website is operated and managed by National Technology and Engineering Solutions of Sentia, LLC, a wholly owned subsidiary of Honeywell International Incorporated. National Technology and Engineering Solutions of Sentia operates Sentia National Laboratories as a contractor for the U.S. Department of Energy's National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA, and supports numerous federal, state, and local government agencies, companies, and organizations. In the opening thought work session, the trainers demand that the men make a list of associations about white male culture. The trainers write white supremacists, KKK, Aryan Nation, MAGA hat, privileged, and mass killings, Rufo tweeted. The trainers insist that white males must work hard to understand their white privilege, male privilege, and heterosexual privilege. They claim that white men benefit from positive stereotypes that far outweigh the Tim McVeighs and Ted Kaczynskis of white maleness, Rufo tweeted. Next, the white male employees must expose the roots of white male culture, which consists of rugged individualism, a can-do attitude, hard work, and striving towards success, which sound good, but are, in fact, devastating to women and POCs, Rufo tweeted. In fact, the trainers claim that white male culture leads to lowered quality of life at work and home, reduced life expectancy, unproductive relationships, and high stress. It also forces this white male standard on women and minorities, Rufo tweeted. In a subsequent session, the white males must publicly recite a series of white privilege statements and male privilege statements. They must accept their complicity in the white male system and their role in creating oppressions, Rufo tweeted. Finally, as the re-education camp concludes, the white males must write letters directed to white women, people of color, and other groups regarding the meaning of this caucus experience. They apologize for their privilege and pledge to become better allies, Rufo tweeted. Rufo appeared on the Tucker Carlson show on Fox News where he said he is determined to investigate this and other deep state attempts to embed radical ideology into the federal government. I am declaring a one-man war against critical race theory in the federal government and I will not stop my investigations until it is abolished from our public institutions, Rufo said about his mission. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.